This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has left on a three-day visit to South Africa to attend G20 summit in Johannesburg. This will be Mr. Modi's fourth official visit to South Africa following his bilateral visit in 2016 and later for the two BRICS summits in 2018 and 2023. On the sidelines of the G20 summit, the Prime Minister will also attend India-Brazil-South Africa leaders' meeting. Mr. Modi will also hold bilateral meetings with world leaders on the sidelines of the G20 summit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the 20th G20 Leaders Summit will be an opportunity to discuss key global issues. Mr. Modi said that he will present India's perspective at the summit in line with the nation's vision of Vasudev Kutumbakam and One Earth, One Family, One Future. In his departure statement ahead of embarking on his visit to Johannesburg, the Prime Minister noted that this will be a particularly special summit as it will be the first G20 summit to be held in Africa. He recalled that the African Union became a member of the G20 during India's presidency in 2023. Faridabad Police has formed a separate Special Investigation Team, SIT, to look into the activities of Al-Falah University, several of whose doctors were arrested in connection with a car blast near Red Fort in Delhi. The SIT consists of two assistant commissioners of police, an inspector and two sub-inspectors, is preparing a comprehensive report on the university's activities. Faridabad Commissioner of Police Satendra Kumar Gupta has instructed the SIT to investigate how the university has become a hotbed of terrorism. The SIT members are told to gather detailed information about the terror module's funding and the trail of explosives. Reports are also being prepared on the role of residents of nearby villages in the terror module. Punjab police has busted a Pakistan's ISI-bagged terror module in Ludhiana following an exchange of fire in which two accused were injured. One of the accused was critically injured in exchange of fire with the police yesterday. More from our correspondent.
Ludhiana Police Commissioner Swapan Sharma disclosed that both of them were tasked by their foreign-based handlers to carry out grenade attacks in the state on government buildings and other places to create tension and disturb peace. Two Chinese hand grenades, five sophisticated pistols and about 50 live cartridges have been recovered from them. Three of their accomplices are already in Ludhiana Police custody. Out of them, one accused was an associate of the one who carried out firing on the house of actor Salman Khan in Mumbai. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
Indian Panorama will open today at the International Film Festival of India, IFFI, in Goa with the screening of two films. Rajkumar Periasamy directed Tamil movie Amaran will be the opening film of the feature film section, while Hindi film Kakori, directed by Kamlesh K. Mishra, will be the opening film of the non-feature category. Indian Panorama section will showcase a total of 25 feature films and 20 non-feature films. India and Israel signed terms of reference for the Free Trade Agreement, FTA, between the two countries in Tel Aviv. The terms of reference were signed by Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal and Israel's Economy and Industry Minister Nir Barkat. Speaking on the occasion, Piyush Goyal said that both the countries had agreed to begin work on a comprehensive FTA, a move aimed at reshaping bilateral and trade investment. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall conditions over Andaman and Nicobar Islands for the next 2 days. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR continues to be in the very poor category. The air quality index, AQI, was recorded as 374 as of 6 a.m. In the World Boxing Cup final, Indian women boxers Nikhat Zareen, Arundhati Chaudhary, Preeti Pawar, Meenakshi Hooda, Parveen Hooda, Jasmine Lamboria and Nupur Shiorin delivered a golden sweep in Greater Noida, Uttar Pradesh yesterday, marking a historic achievement for the country. And that is the end of this news bulletin.